Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station, everything all in place. If you're here now, just come on back to the same place and we'll be here to share with you again and again and again. And if you have friends, relatives, family members, and you think they could benefit from what we talk about, let them know where we are. Do you know why we are eating so many carbohydrates? How did that ever come about? We have been eating fat foods all through the centuries. Saturated fats, bacon, meat, butter, all the good things, cream, full fat milk. And what happened to that? And if you look at pictures of people on the beaches in the 1960s and 70s, they're all slim. They're all fit. They're in shape. They're not obese or overweight. What happened? Well, in the 1950s, a biochemist by the name of Ansel Keys from the University of Minnesota took a look at a number of countries around the world. I believe it was 22 countries. And he wanted to know what they ate. But he only selected 6 out of the 22 countries and looked at what they ate. And they were more primarily low fat, high carbs. So he said, I think that by eating fat, we are causing heart disease, heart attacks and strokes, and atherosclerosis. So we should be eating low fat. And now he said, I think. That was only an observation. No science, no studies, no clinical data, no evidence whatsoever. That's what he thought. It was just somebody saying, I thought. That doesn't fly. You have to have science to prove what you're saying. He had no proof whatsoever. So after we went on a low-fat diet, what else was there to eat? A lot of carbs. So in the 1977, the United States Dietary Food Guidelines indicated that we should be eating low-fat, high carbs. So it was recommended that we would eat 6 to 12 servings of cereals and grains, bread, pasta, cereal, all those high-carb foods. Then look at us now. From eating all the high-carb foods and no fat, we are overly fat. We are very fat. Everybody is fat. Everybody's carrying more weight than they should. And almost 50% of Americans are obese. And they predict by the year 2050, everybody in America will be obese if we stay on the same traditional foods that we are eating today, American diet. SAD, S-A-D, Standard American Diet. How do we change this? Now, we were always eating low carbs before the 1800s. Low carbs. Now, Dr. Atkins recommended low carbs, high fat, meat, cream, butter, cream cheese, whatever. And everybody leaned out. Everybody lost weight. And you might think that's a fad diet. Well, you can go back to 1862. A man by the name of William Banting in London was 5'5", weighed over 220 pounds, could not tie his shoes, could not bend over, could not see his shoes. And when he went downstairs, he went down backwards because they couldn't see his feet ahead of him. But William Harvey, in 1862, prescribed a high-fat, low-carb diet for William Banting. William Banting was very successful, lost a lot of weight, felt fantastic. All of his health conditions were eliminated. They were relieved. They were reversed. So he wrote a book on his success, and it became a national seller in London and eventually in the U.S. So now some people actually even use the word Banting, B-A-N-T-I-N-G, Banting, for the word of weight loss. Are you Banting? Are you following the Bant diet? And then it didn't stop there. Because then another doctor that also prescribed in 1892, we had a William Harvey, and then we had another doctor in 1892, prescribed the same diet, and then the same was in 1950. Dr. Wolfgang Lux suggested the same diet, and he had 10,000 case histories of people eliminating all their aches and pains, heart disease, whatever it might be, and lost weight, felt fantastic. And he documented them, 10,000 patients. And then in the 1970s, Dr. Atkins came out with his weight loss revolution diet. And now we're hearing more of, if you want to be healthy, you can't do it on carbohydrates and sugar. Because eventually the carbohydrates, like bread, potatoes, pasta, all the white flour products, the white sugar, all convert to sugar and causes high blood sugar level. Then eventually a high insulin level due to the fact that there's a high blood sugar. So more insulin is poured out from the pancreas. It takes more insulin to reduce the amount of sugar because we're eating more and more sugar. In the early 1900s, each individual was responsible for consuming about 4 to 5 pounds of sugar. That's on a national average. Now it's over 150 to 250 pounds of sugar per individual per year. So we are consuming more sugar in 2 weeks than we did in a year. So sugar and carbohydrates is killing the Americans. Not overnight, slowly, slowly, slowly. Type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease. They're all caused by consuming too much sugar, which ultimately causes a secretion of insulin, which is a very powerful hormone from the pancreas that is a fat-producing hormone, causing storage of fats in the fat cells, so our cells become more fat, and then eventually there's no more place to put the sugar, so then we have fatty liver disease. All of our diseases, which I don't even call them diseases because they're the result of a bad diet, they're not the result of disease. There are symptoms, of course, and the drug companies call them diseases. Then they can be treated by drugs. You don't need drugs to be healthy. Now, I'm saying that, but also I believe there are places for drug use, drug therapy by physicians, but we are using so much more drugs than necessary. We're overusing drugs. Drugs are not healthy. Doctors don't know how to create health. Doctors have about 2 to 3 hours of nutrition in med school. By listening to one of these shows, reading a book, you have more knowledge on nutrition and health than your doctor does. Now, doctors do some wonderful things, but when it comes to health and nutrition, they know nothing. And all of our diet, 98% of our diet, 98% of what we do, lifestyle choices, is causing all of our symptoms, which are then treated by drugs, which are not the result of any kind of drug deficiency. They're treating the symptoms. But we can go back to the root cause, and the root cause is your diet. Too many carbohydrates and sugar, which causes the release of insulin from the pancreas to bring down the sugar level. And the more insulin that is released, the more complications are caused as insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity. It's your diet that's causing all of your health problems. You can't put bad fuel in your car, but we're trying to put bad fuel in our bodies. Carbohydrates are not necessary. Proteins are essential. Fatty acids, fats, are essential. Fats and protein, we can't live without. We can live without 1 gram. We don't even need 1 gram of carbohydrates to be healthy. And the more that we avoid, the better. This is what some people call the ketogenic diet. But that is a severe medical diet when it's down to 20 grams of carbohydrates per day. It's been used in epilepsy, seizures, and many other diseases, mental diseases, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. All of these mental diseases can be eradicated by changing the diet to a ketogenic diet. I would suggest a high-fat, low-carb diet. And some doctors use it at a different level. Dr. Wolfgang Lux wanted all his patients to be on 72 grams of carbohydrates daily or less. Some of the top experts wanted it at 50 grams per day. So somewhere between 20 is severe. I don't think you have to go that low. So if you're somewhere between 50 and 72 grams of carbohydrates daily, you'll do just very, very fine. You'll lose weight like crazy. You'll feel better. You'll get rid of all your aches and pains, your arthritis. You'll lower your risk of heart disease and strokes. You can make a difference. It's your diet. That's all we're trying to share with you, is your diet is not the diet that is healthy. You can't continue to eat refined carbohydrates and sugar and expect to be healthy. Now, that causes a chemical reaction in the body. That causes all of the diseases that drugs are being prescribed for today. You can change it by changing your diet to be physically and mentally sound and healthy. So let's get to work. Let's talk about how to relieve anxiety. And we'll talk about what's in your water. Do you know what's in your water? Let's talk about eggs and cholesterol levels. And we'll talk about the nutrient of the day, manganese, not magnesium, manganese. We'll talk about coffee. Hooray for coffee. Because it lowers the risk of dementia. And we'll talk about the herb of the day, Boswellia. And you may not know it, but calcium alone doesn't build bones. And you want to get rid of warts with DIM? And I'd also throw in propolis. And as we talked about the keto diet, if you do the keto diet or a low, low carbohydrate diet, high fat, high protein, and throw in exercise, you will have no diabetes whatsoever. Now, type 1, yes, because that is a immune condition that causes type 1 diabetes. Overly driven immune system. But type 2, there is no such thing as type 2 diabetes. Do I need to say that over and over and over again? You have a high blood sugar. You have high insulin levels. That constitutes type 2 diabetes. But you can change that. You can reverse that by lowering your carbohydrates and lowering your sugar. And get off the metformin. But if you do that, make sure you talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you to go off your drugs. I don't want to tell you to go off your drugs. You may need it, but talk to your doctor. But there's no need for drugs for type 2 diabetes. And you know what? Americans are absolutely anxious. Anxious over everything. In fact, anxiety is the most common mental disorder in the United States. Even more common than depression. No wonder that the anti-anxiety drug Xanax is the number one psychiatric drug in America. Almost 50 million prescriptions written annually. 50 prescriptions. 50 million, excuse me. 50 million prescriptions for this psychiatric drug, Xanax. But that drug has a lot of side effects. More common are drowsiness, dizziness, insomnia, memory problems, poor balance or coordination, slurred speech, trouble concentrating, and irritability. And some of the less common ones are diarrhea, sweating, headache, nausea, blurred vision, and appetite changes. But this is also very common in kids today. It's increasing in kids. It's spiking. Kids have more anxiety than they ever had. And the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force now recommends that kids as young as 8 years old be screened for anxiety. Another money-making category. Boy, the drug companies look for every category where they can look for a test and then they can prescribe more drugs. It is estimated up to 30% of teens suffer from some form of anxiety. Anxiety rates in kids have almost tripled since 2020. Tripled since 2020. 5 years. 6 years. Tripled. Anxious kids have a harder time paying attention in school. And actually, many of these kids are mistaken to be thought that they have ADHD. And they're treated with more stimulants because the doctors think they have ADHD when actually they have anxiety. And when they give them a stimulant, it actually makes the anxiety worse. Now, how do you get safe relief from anxiety? Randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials of 62 healthy adults with very high levels of anxiety. Half received a unique extract of echinacea. Now, echinacea boosts and stimulates the immune system. In this case, you don't want that. You don't want to stimulate the immune system. You want to balance the immune system. Well, echinacea stimulates it. There's a group of compounds called polysaccharides, meaning many groups of sugars. But these are plant sugars. They're healthy, and they're only there in a very small quantity. So you don't want to use just echinacea. There's another group of compounds in echinacea that are called alkamides. And the alkamides affect the cannabinoids in the brain to lower anxiety. So 20 to 40 milligrams twice a day. And then the other group, half received a placebo for 7 days. Each participant took a standardized assessment test, which is called the State Trait Anxiety Inventory, to measure their anxiety level at the beginning and the end of the study. The average anxiety score declined almost 20% in just 7 days. But the echinacea group had a lower anxiety score versus only 5% decline for the placebo group. Those taking the very special compound echinacea with the alkamides, they lowered their anxiety score by 20%. The placebo group, that's the control group, they lowered it by only 5%. The echinacea group saw twice the reduction in stress levels and versus the placebo group. And there were zero adverse effects for the group taking the special echinacea extract that's standardized for the alkamides. And just any echinacea won't do. This is a very special extract of echinacea that was developed by researchers in Hungary, Budapest, specifically identified as unique echinacea species. Contains the right type and the amount of compounds called the alkamides at the right dose to significantly reduce anxiety. These alkamides bind to receptors called cannabinoid receptors in the area of the brain that regulates anxiety. Very safe and effective. No significant adverse effects have been reported in the multiple clinical trials using this very special form of echinacea, standardized for the alkamides. Now, sometimes the effects can be noticed within 1 day. Sometimes if you have to give a speech or a presentation, or you have to go in and see your manager or your supervisor and you're nervous and you're anxious, take 40 to 80 milligrams an hour before your presentation or when you walk in to see your manager, your supervisor, or whatever, and your anxiety will be significantly lower in just 1 hour. But to get the full effects, it may take 7 to 21 days. That's for the full effects of reducing the entire score of anxiety. But you can use it for just a very acute situation and get the results in 1 to 2 hours. If you're going to fly one day and you flying freaks you out, an hour before you get on the plane, take 20 40 or 80 milligrams before you fly, and you'll receive great benefit. You might be much more calm. In fact, some people have said, I never could stand flying on a plane, and I found myself going to sleep after I took my tablet of the Alchemites. So that, my friends, we're going to pause here for a moment for some commercials and come right back. Don't go anywhere. If you have to, have a nice, fantastic day. But if you're staying on, I'll be back in just a few seconds, and we'll come up with more ideas on how you can be healthier. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. I am the host of the show, Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to explore ideas to make you healthier. Now, whether or not you want to use them, that's up to you. This whole life is a life of choice. Everything you do is a choice. What you eat in the morning is a choice. What you wear is a choice. What route you take to your work is a choice. Everything we do is a choice. And sometimes we are making bad choices because it's been proven that 98% of all so-called diseases are the result of lifestyle choices. When you stop at the gas station, you can put in any kind of fuel you want in your car. You can put diesel, you can put in 87 octane, 89, you can put 95, whatever. It's your choice. But you don't want to put in a bad fuel because your car will not perform well. And every day we put in bad fuel in our bodies and we don't perform well. We're fatigued, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're anxious, we're depressed, we have a bad mood. We are most emotionally distraught. But we can choose better. And choose a diet that's moderately high in protein or high in protein, about 30 to 40 grams of protein per meal, and about twice of that in the fat. Some people just can't believe that. They can't get their arms around that because we've been so blindsided by fats are bad for us, fats are bad for us. You should not eat fats. You should not have eggs. You should have one egg a week. What? This is crazy. I have sometimes 6, 7, 8 eggs in a day. I always throw 2 or 3 in my protein drink raw. I don't recommend you do that because you shouldn't be eating raw eggs. I do because that's my choice. I don't want to tell you you have to do that. Then I may have 2 or 3 scrambled eggs for lunch and maybe a small portion of meat. But we have to reduce the carbohydrates. White flour is in everything. Seed oil is in everything. All food manufactured is ultra-processed foods. We're living, 70% of our diet is ultra-processed foods. 70% means nothing. It means you're getting nothing. You're getting no nutrients whatsoever. So that's not good. So change your diet. Make that one of your choices. If you want to be physically and mentally well, I mean really, really well, not just getting by, not just surviving, but really, really getting well, you can do that by changing your diet. I know countless people that have told me how much, so much better how they feel. They're off drugs, or they're down from 5 drugs to 1 drug. They're making choices that eliminate all the synthetic drugs that they were taking to compensate for the symptoms of their problems. Get to the root cause. And the root cause is our diet. It is the most common thing changed in our past 100 to 200 years. And we can make some awfully big changes. So what's in your water? We are getting an awful lot of chemicals in our water. And now they're saying You may want to look at your water because you may have cancer-causing chemicals in your drinking water. The Environmental Working Group mapped water quality studies to identify the areas with the highest amount of cancer-causing what is known as forever chemicals, PFAS, in the water supply, in your water supply. When this data was cross-referenced with cancer rates, they found that the areas with the highest levels of forever chemicals also had up to 33% higher cancer rates, especially leukemia, brain cancer, soft tissue cancers, as well as thyroid and throat cancers. Now, where are the worst waters to drink? The top five worst water supplies were North Carolina, Brunswick County, Quad Cities, Iowa, Miami, Florida, Bergen County, New Jersey, Wilmington, North Carolina. So the Environmental Working Group suggests installing a quality water filter to help remove contaminants from your water or buy bottled water that are not contaminated. And if you have a well, then I would recommend that you test your water often for other contaminants as well. I don't even let my dog drink water from the tap. I want my dog to be as healthy as possible. Why would I want to give my dog water? Why would I want to give any kind of contaminated water to anyone? If I'm drinking good water, my dog should drink good water. So we should do all this to make sure that we have the best possible survival and we eliminate many of the conditions that we are being plagued with. Now, I mentioned before, how about eggs? Do you eat eggs every day? Do you eat one, two, three, four? What about eggs? Are they good or bad? And what about the LDL cholesterol in eggs? Well, a new study finally reports again and again that eggs don't affect the LDL cholesterol. Researchers tested different diets among three groups of people for 5 weeks. Some ate 2 eggs a day, some 1 egg a day, and some no eggs at all. How many eggs they ate or didn't eat had no connection to their cholesterol levels. An egg is it's one of the best foods you can eat. It's great nutrition. 6 grams of really high biologically active protein, the best protein possible, plus choline for your brain, vitamin D, B vitamins, zinc, selenium, and no artificial ingredients and no carbs. Here's a high-fat, high-protein food that answers the question to how to be healthier. Getting rid of the carbs and the sugar. Here you have none of that. Now, what about the nutrient of the day? Manganese. That's not magnesium. Manganese. M-A-N-G-A-N-E-S-E. Manganese is not magnesium. Manganese is a trace mineral and found in some food sources, such as nuts, and leafy vegetables. Some experts, research scientists, feel that as many as 1 in 3 Americans is completely deficient in manganese. The American diet is made up primarily of carbohydrates, refined and processed, like white sugar, white flour, seed oil, coloring, preservatives, flavoring, and that's what people eat. It's a man-made food, not nature-made. And what is manganese for? Well, several important roles in the body include bone formation, skin integrity, blood sugar control. One key sign of manganese deficiency is weak ligaments and tendons. Maybe you golf. Maybe you play tennis. Maybe you have arthritis. Maybe you hurt. Or maybe you have carpal tunnel syndrome. Manganese activate an enzyme, prolidase, which is essential in collagen formation. Without manganese, the body cannot make collagen or repair damaged connective tissue, including tendons and ligaments. Now, to treat the ligaments and tendon injuries, like golfer's shoulder or tennis elbow, the best thing to do is combine manganese with the following vitamins: vitamin C, B6, B12, niacinamide, magnesium, zinc, bromelain, and boswellia. All of these nutrients assist manganese to do its job, to repair the ligaments and tendons. Now, this takes a while because there is no blood supply to ligaments and tendons. So it's hard for the nutrients to get there. So don't try something for a week or two. It might take several months. And sometimes if you just do it for a few weeks and you say, oh, I feel better, and you go back to play golf, you go back to play tennis or do something in a construction job, and the whole process comes back again because you did not give it enough time to heal. And it takes a while to heal these areas. Now, hooray for coffee. It should make you happy. We were always told that coffee was bad for us. We should not drink coffee. Well, even up to 6 cups of coffee daily actually improves liver function. And in one of the longest running studies of its kind, with the original participants submitting health information over 40 years, it's a very long study. Researchers were able to analyze the data on coffee intake and dementia risk. They found that regular intake of caffeinated coffee reduced dementia risk by almost 20% versus the people who drank little or no coffee. Now, if you don't like coffee and you're a tea drinkers also had reduced dementia risk. But theirs was no reduction in dementia risk for people drinking decaffeinated coffee. So it has to be caffeinated, not decaffeinated. It needs caffeine. That's the whole bean. And you know, actually it's a fruit. So it has to be as nature created it. So why does coffee make such a difference? Well, coffee and tea are rich in polyphenols. These are powerful antioxidants and anti-inflammatory plant compounds that can cross the blood-brain barrier and protect the brain cells from damage by stopping inflammation. The best benefits in the most recent study were for people who drank 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee or 1 to 2 cups of tea daily. Now, 1 cup, that's 8 ounces of liquid. But the best benefit in the recent study I just mentioned were for people who drank 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated, got to drink it with caffeine, coffee. That's the best. And lowers the risk of dementia. Now, here's one of my favorite herbs that I think you'll find it to be equally a favorite for you after you learn all the reasons why you may want to use Boswellia. B like in boy, O S like Sam, W E L L I A, Boswellia. Actually, Boswellia does what NSAIDs can't. NSAIDs are N-S-A-I-D-S, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. There's an enzyme in our body called the 5-LUX. You've heard of COX-2? There are drugs that can have an effect on COX-2. 5-LUX is another enzyme. And it's a kind of an inflammation that causes asthma, allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and inflammatory bowel diseases, and actually plays a role in arthritis and joint pain. 5-LUX, leukotrienes, and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs stop inflammation on the COX pathway, COX pathway, but do nothing for the 5-LUX pathway, 5-LOX. This is why asthma isn't treated with aspirin. Boswellia has a unique ability to stop the 5-LUX, something almost no other drug or natural compound can do today. In fact, there is no drug that inhibits the 5-LUX enzyme or the 5-LUX pathway to lower it, to balance it, so we don't have the conditions caused by the 5-LUX pathway that I already mentioned, like asthma, allergies, IBS, inflammatory bowel diseases, joint pain, arthritis. There are drugs that can inhibit the COX-2 enzyme. The 5-LUX, there is no drug available. They have not been able to find a drug or develop a drug that inhibits the 5-LUX, LOX pathway. Now, here's some key research on Boswellia. Let's talk about several conditions that Boswellia has an effect. Arthritis and joint disease. After treatment with Boswellia, and in this case, a combination with curcumin, 93% of people with arthritis of the knee could walk 1,000 meters versus just 85% in the drug group. Boswellia and curcumin can outperform drugs like for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Celebrex. And in asthma and allergies, 70% of asthma patients treated with Boswellia had improved lung function versus only 27% of participants in the control group. Colitis, IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. 63% of patients with chronic diarrhea and colitis achieved remission after 6 weeks of Boswellia treatment versus only 20% in the placebo group. Talking more about inflammation, Boswellia works better, I think, than curcumin when it comes to inflammatory conditions, and also for cancer treatment and prevention. In a cell study of pancreatic cancer, exposure to a compound that's found in Boswellia, and it's a very long chemical name, and not synthetic, it's natural, it's found in the plant, called AKBA. AKBA. It's the key active biologically in Boswellia. And it suppressed pancreatic cancer cells formation by 50 to 90%. And for brain tumors, Boswellia actually now is used in Germany in the treatment of brain tumors. In an animal model of pancreatic cancer, animals receiving AKBA, the biologically active compound from Boswellia, had a 70% reduction in tumor size versus untreated animals. Now, Germany prescribes Boswellia for brain tumors, brain cancer. So how do you pick out a good Boswellia extract? What do you look for? Well, look for Boswellia extracts which are labeled to contain less than 5% beta-Boswellic acid, which can promote inflammation, not reduce it, and at least 10% AKBA, the most powerful compound in Boswellia. Choose guaranteed Boswellia from a reputable trust company, because now there are unethical sources that are substituting cheap pine resin for Boswellia. And from a study in India, they found that 60% of Boswellia products analyzed contain extracts from plants not listed on the label, and 50% were contaminated. The best way to take Boswellia: take 500 milligrams of Boswellia, or take in a combination with curcumin and other natural anti-inflammatories. And the best of this has so much value health-wise to eliminate inflammation, to reduce asthma, and all these conditions that are caused in the American diet, allergies, IBD, IBS, colitis, arthritis pain. And Boswellia has no known side effect, no adverse events, very, very safe. Children can use it. There are children that have brain cancer, tumors, that have been known. 8-year-old, a woman, grandmother actually, told me about her grandson that was taking Boswellia. It was the only thing that had proven to be effective for her grandson. Well, these things can be very effective for kids and adults. Boswellia is very, very safe. No known adverse effects, no side effects. But it has all these powerful plant compounds that have an effect on a variety of conditions. It's very, very valuable to help you understand more about why natural medicines can be more effective than drugs. And that, my friends, my hour is up with you today. And I can't wait to get back next weekend. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. And this is Terry Talks Nutrition. Go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. And there you can listen to my radio show over and over again. You can select new radio shows that you haven't heard. You can subscribe to my newsletter. And also, we'll send you my newsletter every Friday to your email address. And if you want to read more, they're on my website. Go to the e-newsletter section, and you can bring up any newsletter you want to read. You can search for information on the newsletter. With that, my friends, say a prayer for this sick country, unhealthy country, country in trouble. Let's say a prayer.